Hey, I appreciate you listening to the podcast. And just remember, if you need any help with investing or want a second opinion on your current investments, feel free to reach out to me at centurycitywealthmanagement.com. Have an awesome day.
Hey, I want to welcome you to another episode of Money Matters Top Tips for Success, where I interview business owners, entrepreneurs, and executives and have them share their top tips for success with you. Really excited to have Ty Fisher on the line. He's the associate publisher of Dreams Magazine. Hey, Ty, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hey, Adam. Thanks for having me.
So I'm really excited to talk more about your magazine and what you do because, you know, it's beautiful. And but before we get into that, let's start a little bit, you know, further back. How did you get into being an entrepreneur?
Yeah. Hey, so great question. So, you know, my short story is I moved to Los Angeles about 3 years ago now. And, you know, my journey into entrepreneurship started like it does for many people with a mentor. So I moved out here about 3 years ago and got connected with a man named Steve Tobia, and Steve is the owner of Dreams Magazine and the publisher. And so, you know, I got connected with him actually through my father, and he actually hired my girlfriend and I into his company. It's a small company here in Pasadena. And, you know, so we started with him and working in his magazine. And then about a year in, he said, hey, it's about time for me to you know, kind of semi-retire, and I'm going to head out to Las Vegas, and I'll live between LA and Las Vegas, and I want you guys to run the company. And so, you know, he's really the first person that exposed me to, you know, entrepreneurship and business. And then through that, you know, we've really in the last couple of years grown Dreams into what it is today, you know, in our opinion, and I've heard you mention it, but a beautiful luxury lifestyles magazine media platform. And then we also do marketing services as well. And we can get to that, I guess, you know, in a little bit, but, you know, working with some companies here in Southern California. So, you know, like I said, my journey really started with a mentor. And, you know, from that, just fell in love with entrepreneurship. And, you know, to me, I can't really understand any other way because my entire, you know, work career, you know, always kind of been for myself or, you know, with a partner. So,
yeah, let's talk a little bit more about that, about the importance of having a mentor. I mean, what are your thoughts on mentorship? Because believe it or not, that's not something a lot of people talk about. I've done, I don't know how many interviews, and I think you're the first one in a while to bring up having a mentor. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah. So, you know, for me growing up, you know, both my parents, they worked extremely hard. Both were in sales, and you know, they work very hard, but, you know, I was never really exposed to, like, working for yourself or the opportunities that lie when you, you know, have your own business. And so, for me, a mentor was so important, really, like, to open my mind up. You know, for him, he's an entrepreneur, so if he said, you know, hey, this is what I do, and, you know, here's the opportunities. And so, and then, obviously, along the way, you know, guidance, you know, he's really there for us. To, you know, it's funny, I actually just got off a call with him. He and I are working on a deal involved with some real estate, with a real estate company. And, you know, I think what a lot of people miss is trying to do it all on your own, which is very easy to do, and I myself am guilty of it. But, you know, having a mentor there and, you know, through his mentorship, and then he kind of turned into a partner with us, obviously, you know, it's just someone who has decades and decades of experience that, you know, we have a question or, hey, you know, are we moving in the right direction? What do you think? You know, he can give us his experience and, you know, oftentimes you can kind of go back and forth and figure out the best direction where a lot of people will, you know, go in blindly and there's always failures and setbacks, but having a mentor, you know, kind of, I think helps guide you through those sometimes.
Yeah, that's great. Let's transition a bit. Let's talk about, you know, about Dreams. Tell us more about that.
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to tell you about Dreams. So Dreams Magazine, we're a quarterly luxury lifestyles magazine. We distribute into affluent neighborhoods here in the San Gabriel Valley. So communities like La Cañada, Flint Ridge, San Marino, Arcadia, Bradbury Estates, Pasadena. And then we also are on the west side of LA as well. in some areas like in Beverly Hills, West Hollywood, you know, certain, we do distributed direct to homes, we're in corporate offices, and then we also actually last year expanded into Las Vegas as well. And so we put 5,000 copies direct distributed into Las Vegas. Yeah, like I said, the publisher had moved there, and so that's also been a great market for us to expand into. But we really cover, you know, opposed to other magazines, lifestyle magazines, for us, we really focus on working more for, let's say, like a feature on a person is more at an executive level. So our last magazine that came out, the front cover, is Paul Rusnik. Paul Rusnik's the founder and chairman of Rusnik Auto Group. You know, this is a guy who's been in business 50-plus years. And, you know, for us, it's really about telling his story. And someone also in this issue is our auto issue. So we had David Lee, who's a major Ferrari collector, watch, jewelry guy, major social media following. And so, you know, we cover kind of at the executive level, people features. We always have a lot of real estate, luxury real estate in our magazine. And, you know, for us, it's really a platform for people if they want to reach high net worth households, if they want to reach, you know, corporate executive type people, you know, like you, Adam, you know, people who want you to see, you know, what they have to offer or to hear their story. That's the kind of the target that in our readers who read our magazine.
No, that's great. And I'm looking at the website right now, and it's, by the way, so for everybody listening, ladreams.com. Definitely go check this out. It's just beautiful. The quality, the content, it looks like you do a lot of the writing, and it's good. I mean, I've checked it out, so definitely, even if you're not in the areas mentioned, definitely look at this. All unique content, all unique, and quality. So that's great. Let's talk about a little bit about, because, you know, I haven't had a magazine publisher on here, I don't believe, at this up to this point. Let's talk about that business. I mean, how do you like magazine publishing? What are your thoughts?
You know, Adam, that's a great question. It's a great question, you know, and especially with the rise of digital advertising and digital marketing, which we actually do ourselves, and I'll talk about that in a minute. The biggest, I would say, impact that print has today is if you find branding important and brand positioning, print is a great place to do it. As a publisher, though, you know, the industry is very challenging. Printing is very expensive. For us, we do all of our production in-house. That's really like what my company does. So we, you know, we have designers, we, you know, work either, as you saw, we do a lot of writing ourselves. We have a few contract writers, but, you know, we're a small team of about six people. And we put this, you know, the whole magazine together four times a year. But,
ooh,
you know,
that's
some
a lot
of ways,
of work. That's a lot of
yeah,
work.
it is a lot of work, you know, but some of the ways we've actually, you know, overcome and added value for our clients in the magazine is with digital offerings. So people who, let's say, buy a feature in our magazine, what we also supplement it with is we'll do an email blast. We have a subscriber list of over 100,000 people. So they get an email blast. They're posted on our social media platforms. And these are things that we can do, you know, to help drive traffic to their website. So that's kind of some of the ways that we've overcome those challenges and kept, you know, revenue into the magazine, as people don't just want the print, which is obviously beautiful and it's the prestige piece, but people, you know, want digital traffic. And that's actually something that, you know, we also do. So, you know, our company, aside from publishing the Dreams magazine and doing all the marketing of it and the creative, we also do some marketing. One of our clients is Jiffy Lube Southern California. Our company, we're contracted to do all the social media buys. So, you know, I buy all their ads on Facebook, Instagram. And for that, I actually partner up with another person here, an advertising agency called AdMark Group, who has that account, has that client. And then, you know, so that person's also kind of is a, you know, a mentor and a business associate herself. That's kind of how we've expanded and grown our business. But, you know, we're really experts in creative, marketing, in publishing. And so through the magazine, you know, we kind of try to leverage all those for our clients.
No, that's great. Well, hey, where can people find you? I mean, give your information, because it's been really great having you on the show, and I definitely want people to go to your site.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. So they can find us online at ladreams.com. And our Instagram handle is at LA Dreams Magazine. People can contact me direct if they have any questions or interested in being in the magazine or interested in other services we provide. My name is Ty, and my email is ty@ladreams.com. Or they can call into the office, which is 626-529-5945. So that's how they can get a hold of us.
That's great, Ty. Well, hey, thank you again for coming on the show. Really appreciate you sharing with us, you know, insights into publishing and insights into mentorship. Big deal. It is a big deal to have a mentor. You can save a lot of time. You can save a lot of money. So for those of you
listening,
go find a mentor that you want to be like and see if they'll give you some time. So thanks again, Ty.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much, Adam, for having me.
All right.
We'll be right back.